time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Fire Chief Fitzgerald Peterson. It's getting close to Thanksgiving, so we're going to talk a little about turkey fryers, because it's a fun thing that people like to do, but there are also some, you know, dangers and some precautions that you need to take when you're using these. Chief, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Dave. I appreciate you.
So let's talk about turkey fryers. You know, we were talking a little bit off the air about them, and it kind of hit a boom, and everybody had to have one, and so these are still machines. They're still... is the potential for a little bit of danger there.
Correct.
So people need to use a little bit more caution when they're using that. So let's talk about turkey fryers right now.
We've put out a press release, and as we talked earlier, we have done a demo, and none of us want people to think that we're against it. We're just not. What we want to do is present some safety concerns about what the potentials are, and then just people have the discretion and the ability to decide for themselves. They are a wonderful thing, but there are some inherent dangers with turkey fryers, and then there's been accidents across the country, some of them very serious accidents.
And these are things that, you know, people don't necessarily maybe even think about when they're frying a turkey.
Right, and that's why we wanted to do the demo and the press release, because if I give you the information, it might keep somebody from doing that one thing that could cause them grief, and if we can do that, we're pretty happy.
And it always seems like one of the biggest issues is, you know, deep frying a frozen turkey.
Right.
And you can't deep fry a completely frozen turkey. And I would suggest, in my experience, and you as well, I wouldn't even mess with anything that was frozen, even if you think it's thawed out.
Right. There are people that do that as a technique, and I just can't advocate that. I've never saw literature or anything that said it was safe. If you fry a frozen turkey, you're going to get splatter, you're going to get boiling, that those crystal components are going to send the oil over the edge, and that's what starts these fires. The oil goes over the edge, hits the burner underneath, and then you have a fire that you can't control.
And especially since it's an oil fire.
Yes, sir. And you're going to get it to a temperature anyway that is... it hasn't prepared to start on fire. You add that last component, and then all of the elements necessary for a sustained fire exist. That's my worry.
And you were telling me off the air when we were talking about the demo that you guys did, you didn't realize how quickly the oil heats up.
No, a couple surprises. Number one, when I first looked at our demo, as I was heating the oil, I was concerned, oh my gosh, that this oil may be low enough that it won't boil over. The size of our turkey was a 20-pounder. It was frozen. And not only did it raise it up, but it did what our demo was designed to do. But secondly, just like you said, I was impressed how quickly the burner that I had heated that oil to 400 degrees. I thought I was going to be there an hour. I wasn't there that long. I could have done it in 20 minutes. So that is something that suggests to me that I want to tell people, you have to stay with that oil until this project is over with.
So I guess the question that I have for you is, there are certain precautions that people should take when they're using a turkey fryer. One of them, I would assume, would be a fire extinguisher. Now, yeah. Do you have to have a certain type?
We want you to have a dry chemical extinguisher, and it'll be labeled right on there for oil fires. We know you can't use water. Our demo, the last thing we did in our demo was to hit it with water to show people what would happen. Most people know that and understand that. Please don't have a water extinguisher standing by or a water source only. You have to hit it with a chemical.
Because water will just make it worse.
Absolutely worse. So, and you can see that on the demo. It needs to be a dry chem. Be prepared for that, and make sure that anybody that is near you knows the procedures in case there is an emergency like
that. Just be cautious when you're doing this. It's not that we're trying to be fun killers out there.
No, I really don't. I really enjoy them. The final product is a wonderful turkey, to be honest.
But just use, you know, be safe when you're doing it.
Right.
By all means.
The other thing I want to bring up real quickly is, if you look at the profile of those things, they're very tall. The shape of them means they're very vulnerable to be knocked over. So you have to be cautious with children and pets and keep them away from your effort. because they easily can knock that over, and then you have a problem, even with if you're careful with the frozen part. Yes. The profile is very dangerous.
Because they're top-heavy to begin with.
Very tall, very top-heavy, and they'll tip over with no effort.
Okay, I'll give you your one last pitch to talk to people and just give them some precautions about turkey fryers.
Keep in mind that you're working with very hot surfaces, wear appropriate gloves. The oven mitts from your kitchen may not be adequate. You need something that covers your entire hand. Boy, this isn't going to go over well, but I'm going to suggest wear eye protection. And if everybody around you is aware of what you're doing, maybe stay away and just have one or two people doing the effort, and we're going to stay safe. We honestly want Price to have no turkey fryer incidences this year, which would be wonderful.
And maybe one thing would be, you know, try and stay away from structures as a just-in-case, you know, precaution.
Oh, absolutely. So we want a three-foot area around the fryer itself, but it should be 30 feet away from any structure that could burn, such as your house or a shed, anything like that. It should be 30 feet away. Most people don't do it that far, but that's what I'm advocating, 30 feet away.
Okay, Chief, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I would guess next time we're going to be talking about Christmas trees.
I don't know how you knew that, but you were absolutely right, and we're going to do a demo and come and talk to you.
All right, be safe. Have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.